Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
Woman has revealed how she accidentally threw away the key to her boyfriend's 569 million pound Bitcoin fortune.
Or about 700 million American dollars.
As he fights for the right to search a huge landfill in an attempt to find it. Halfina Eddie Evans, speaking for the first time about her ex-boyfriend James Howell's cyber nightmare, admitted taking the hard drive to the tip in Wales, but claimed she did so at his request. Howells claimed he mined the Bitcoin himself in 2009, then forgot about it. But after discovering the 8,000 coins are now worth around, again, $700+ million,
He's
fighting for the right to search the landfill, run by the Newport Council. She said she took the hard drive containing the key to the tip 9 to 10 years ago. The couple have since split up. She said, I hope he finds it. Not that I want a penny of his money, but it will shut him up. In an exclusive interview, the mother of their two teenage sons admitted, yes, I threw away his rubbish. He asked me to. The computer part had been disposed of in a black sack along with other unwanted belongings. And he begged me to take it away, saying there's a bag of rubbish here to be taken to the tip. Tip being the dump, so right. To speak, in England.
Hey, you go to the tip, eh?
I had no idea what was in it, but I reluctantly dropped it off at the local tip on the way home from going to the school. I thought he should be running his errands, not me, but I did want to help him out. Losing it was not my fault. She added, I'd love nothing more than to help him find it. I'm sick and tired of hearing about this.
Oh, you're going to hear about it.
Now, she broke her silence after Mr. Howell vowed to take a counsel to court to his final bid to unearth the key to his Bitcoin jackpot. He is battling for the right to dig it up where he believes his lost and buried hard drive has been mistakenly trashed. In a last bid to help unlock his fortune, he is preparing to take Newport Council in Wales to court to see if he can get in there.
$700 million.
That's a long time ago.
I know. But that's the thing. But the worth has just gone up.
Damn.
$700 million.
I guess if you'd have bought some Bitcoin in 2009, you'd be sitting pretty right now.
I mean, you'd say about a million things, right? But yeah,
I don't know.
He didn't know. He bought, waited to see what happens, does his calculations, and you're at $700 million. And the thing is, it doesn't even matter if someone else finds the key. The way that stuff works, you wouldn't really be able to use it.
Yeah.
You know, but still, man.
I know a buddy of mine who did that long ago. Didn't lose it, just bought it.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't worked in years. He will never work again in his life.
Yep.
He does whatever in the hell he wants, anytime he wants. He just does what he wants whenever.
Sure.
Did he sell it?
I don't know. I don't ask him about it.
Because it goes... Lately, it's been just going up, but there is dips.
There's huge dips, and everyone panicked, but, you know,
I think
he
bought
here.
It at the very beginning. I think he still buys it. I know he is a financially smart guy.
Yeah.
I just know that he does not need to be financially smart anymore.
Right.
If he just keeps what he has right now, he's fine.
I had a buddy that had one, and, this was years and years ago. Remember, like, there's a famous story of the guy that bought a pizza with a Bitcoin?
Yes.
He bought some supplies for a festival.
Okay.
That coin would be so much worth so much money.
He just wasted.
Oh, he had one coin and bought that.
Right, he was on the dark web way before it was cool with like the Silk Road and this and that. We had a hell of a time.
Yeah, I bet you did.
But
not worth that.
Yeah, in retrospect, probably not worth it.
Yeah. Does he have any idea what that could be worth now?
Or does he even want to know? I think if I'm him,
people
like,
buy
don't tell
sections
me.
Of coins now. So I mean, one Bitcoin's got to be worth a ton.
I don't know. I really don't know that world.
I don't either.
Intentional or not, what was in the trash? 206-803-ROCK.
Yeah, one full coin is worth $112,000.
Damn.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Yeah. But he got party supplies.
Well, hey, man, you guys tripped.
Yeah. 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 We had a big weekend. Right. We were the kings.
Hello, Marty. Welcome to the men's room.
Well, thrill, my friend. I have things and words to say, and I promise this time, third time's a charm, I say, this little kitchen witchy witch will not say those words for you, sir, because I respect you too much, and this is indeed your house, and I always listen to the captain, and I have got quite the tale, lots of it.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, what are you on? Right?
Yeah, what is that?
What am I, right?
No, what is the drug you're on? This is amazing.
I'm not. That's the problem.
Oh.
The problem is, mom is off her meds, but... I've lived my whole life as a nurse's daughter, a cop's daughter, and I work in healthcare itself, Swedish hospital last time. Yep, know them all. Talk about the Rolodex of the gods. I know everyone and God. I was a board liaison to their board of directors, publicly traded. Look them up. I don't have to tell you what big Seattle companies are already board members. And yeah, they like me too. Because why? Even the psychotic chocolate nuts, real, a little nutty. All of us, toxic Avengers, lots of baggage, but what do we do?
What did they say they were going to talk about?
We deal with it.
Hold on for one second. Hold on. I'll put you on hold.
Inform me that the mood stabilizers ended up in the trash.
Currently?
Yeah.
Oh,
that, on the way to go.
Currently.
Yeah. Oh.
On the way to go.
No, that, okay.
That explains so much. So, Marty, what ended up in the trash?
Well, the medication that is the mood stabilizer, indeed, was definitely prescribed to me by my very good Jessica. Don't matter. She works at where? Lifeheart, whatever. Look it up.
We don't need to look anything up. We believe it.
Right. Exactly. Now you hear me. So she sent me what? The big guns. Because she knows if I say that word like everyone else, what am I saying? Crisis. Manic. Panic. So we don't know. But she's prescribed me the very thing I need right now, which is an antipsychotic. Could be Tourette's, probably. I do voices, by the way. Waiting for my invitation.
No.
We don't need a voice.
Wait, why is your medication in jail? Why is your medication in
jail? You promised.
And you knew it was a lie.
And you promised and you lied. You're out. Three strikes.
Why'd you single my ass out?
Wow.
I don't want any of that.
Keep those words in mind when calling.
I don't want any of that.
Promise breaker.
Wow. So what exactly did she explain to you? Because I tracked with absolutely
That was
nothing.
A woman, not a man. Sorry.
I didn't understand. I had to listen to her story like three different times to get the actual meat of it. Because same thing with me. She just went off. Just started going.
Yeah.
And it took me a couple passes just to get the name, and then I finally got the story after that, which was her mood stabilizer ended up in the trash by somebody. It might have been her.
Okay.
It might have been somebody else.
Okay.
Ended up in the trash. So
oh, I believe that.
On her way to get new medications.
Thank God.
Antipsychotic.
So, yeah.
That is how she said it.
She's got a lot of...
Narcotic.
A lot of bullet points to hit.
Yeah, we got that.
I hope
that stuff is instant release. Please don't be like one of those
dude,
things.
Don't
like,
make a time.
Liquefy that and just inject it right in
chew
there.
Chew that pill up.
It needs to work. It needs to be like an EpiPen.
Even if they tell you not to chew it, chew it.
Is there like an EpiPen of sanity? Like, so you just jabber and like in an instant, like, whoa. I have clarity of mind, man.
I was back and forth on whether or not that one was going to make it.
No,
I was
perfect.
Like,
no, that was great.
That was
there's nothing wrong with that until she cussed.
Yeah, and she proved
it. Wow, I would say there was nothing wrong with it.
Well, I mean, it was entertaining. For the
there was something
like,
wrong with her. There's nothing wrong with the call. Mm-hmm. And she was kind of proof that she needed whatever drug
yeah, the
she
medication.
Was talking.
I understood. Well,
I agree.
Yeah.
And you can look it up.
Yeah, you can. Look it up.
I'm not looking it up.
Look it up.
Everything I'm telling you, look it up.
That's right.
Everything's I'm lying about everything. Look it up.
We believe you.
It's Tuesday. Look it up.
She's fun.
Wow. Intentional or not, it's what was in the trash. 206-803.
Don't worry. That's the only surprise so far today.
Not her specifically, but I've talked to her in a bar before.
Have you?
Yeah, but you don't know
you
it
don't
until
know it.
They
you
start
sit down.
Talking.
Yeah, and they start talking and talking, and you're just like, how do I get up and just move Barstool?
Email the guys at the men's room at mensroomlive.com and get you some men's room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
Time for Lower Your Guess. It's as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contestant. You pick from one of two categories and try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. Steve, do we have someone ready to play Your Guess is as good as mine?
We might. Do you want to grab that or no? Whoever was there dropped. That might be them calling back. I do not know. So we'll just stall while Mike runs.
Okay. I can't wait to tell that dog joke in my cowboy hat.
Are you going to say it in that southern drawl?
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to, like, you know, tip my hat up and go, looking for the man that shot my paw.
Three-legged dog.
Oh, yeah. That's going right in the rotation, boys. I'm going to be down in Austin for that F1 race.
When is that?
In October.
Oh, God.
Damn. I'm going to hit them all with it.
Yeah. All right. I didn't realize it was that soon.
It's on it before you know it.
Categories today, and your guess is as good as mine. We have the most expensive U.S. grocery cities.
All right.
And we have the 10 most obese states in America. Steve, who is our contestant, ready to play the game?
Hello, Christian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Christian, happy Rosh Hashanah. The categories today.
Happy Chinooka.
We have groceries and obesity. Where are you going to go?
Happy Chinooka.
Groceries.
All right. Christian, you know how the game works. Try to get as many right in the category before three strikes and you're out. Now, what we have for you is the top 10 cities in the United States that are the most expensive when it comes to grocery shopping. So I think you can guess some of these. I'll give you some clues depending on where you're going on your guesses. But these are the most expensive places where you can buy groceries. Yes, we live in one of them. So if you'd like to start out with only 9 remaining, go ahead and guess Seattle.
Yeah, Seattle.
Seattle is number 4. It is the least populated area that has the most expensive groceries.
Least popular.
Well, except for one city has a less of a population, but it is geographically challenged as far as why.
I can guess why.
The groceries are expensive. But yes, we are getting hosed.
What's your next guess?
Let's go. Is it cities or like states?
We're talking cities on
cities.
This category.
Look, if it's me, I would guess probably New York, Honolulu, San Francisco. Those are my 3.
I would put like maybe Anchorage in there.
I had Anchorage on my little cheat sheet there.
Sacramento?
Is that going to be the guess?
Yeah.
It is actually number 10.
Oh, son of a.
Damn.
Yeah,
what made you guess Sacramento?
Because you probably lived there.
No, I actually live in Washington, but I'm assuming because California, it's expensive.
But that would not be the first city in California that I would guess on being expensive.
But you were right.
I mean, it's not legendarily expensive. Actually, it's one of the cheaper major cities in California.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, way.
Well, you would have thought. What about Austin?
Austin, Texas. Not on the list. Think major cities, Christian.
New York City, San Francisco.
Big cities.
Okay, well, let's do New York then.
Okay, New York is number 3. You've gotten 3 out of the 10 correct. New York, Seattle, and Sacramento.
Sacramento,
sorry. That one just throwing me off.
It was the one I thought no one would get, and you guessed it, of course, first.
Yes, naturally. I would guess again, L.A., San Francisco,
Honolulu,
and or Anchorage, yeah.
Let's try Anchorage.
Okay, don't listen to us.
Oh, gosh.
That was Ted's idea.
I'll tell you what, if you get any right in the top 20, I'll give it to you, since you seem to be challenged here. From a standpoint of figuring stuff out.
A little bit, yeah. Long day of work. It does that to you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
2 strikes. You get any in the top 20.
San Fran, I would just say a major city.
I'm going to give you a hint, Christian. Think about cities that are big. Like big cities.
Sorry, I got a baby.
Good luck to that baby.
I hope it's yours.
Chicago's a massive city.
San Francisco. Definitely it's mine.
San Francisco.
Big cities.
I feel that, baby.
Did that kid just scream Chicago? Chicago, that's correct. Number 13. Thank you, kid in the back. I can't speak English yet. Okay, so that's how you guess it. Major big cities. Tell him, kid.
Yeah, you tell him, baby. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. He's he's answering the question better than you are.
He's giving it.
Okay.
I think he said Honolulu.
Yeah? Let's go Honolulu.
That is number 1.
Oh. Thank God, kid.
Smart right. kid. 1, 2, 3, 4. You've got 5 out of the 10. You have 2 strikes against you, Christian.
I feel like Pittsburgh's pretty big.
Pittsburgh's pretty big. It is number 9. I cannot believe you got that.
What?
Yes, it's
got. How is Pittsburgh have expensive groceries?
I don't know. I don't
know. Pittsburgh.
I don't know.
Sorry.
But it's in the top 20.
But she's right.
The baby's right.
The two worst guesses I've heard of Sacramento and Pittsburgh, but you're right.
Yeah.
I'm the idiot here. Duh. I admit it, man.
All right, two strikes against you, Christian. So far, you've gotten 6 out of the 10. Think big cities now.
Daughter's smarter than me.
What's another big city in California? Let's just go there. Other than Sacramento.
San Francisco.
Okay, that's number 2. Very good. You are on a roll. Oh, golly, you're hot today.
Washington, D.C. That's pretty big.
That's number 7.
Good
Thank
call.
You. Very
All
good.
Right.
All right. I like the way you're thinking now.
Bay.
Now, when you're in the Bay Area and you're in San Francisco, what's the most expensive place to live in that area? It's another city. Got a big tech. Got a big tech thing going on.
Oof. I don't know California very well.
Most expensive real estate in that area, other than Monterey.
I wonder, did I say L.A. already?
You have not said Los Angeles.
I'm going to go with L.A.
All right, Los Angeles is number 11. I'm going to give that to you.
Oh, okay.
All right, so you only need to get one more. Just one more city. Anywhere you want to be.
Let's see. What about... I know I said New York, but what about, like, New York? Like, that's a big area.
Like the entire state or the city? You guess the city.
Right? New York, we just assumed you meant the city, yeah. Which you got right. I mean, maybe Boston, maybe Philly. They're big. They're close.
Yeah, let's do that one.
Which one?
Philly.
Okay, number 8. You are good to go there, Christian. Congratulations. Ooh. I gave you 10 out of 20.
Oh, now sure, you got 10?
Well, yes, absolutely. But guess what we're going to do here? Can you guys guess the remaining top 10?
So we're missing 5 and 6.
Missing 5 and 6 on the list.
San Francisco.
San Francisco's already been guessed. That's number 2.
My bad.
Come on, Mike.
Beverly Hills.
But you're in the same area I gave her all the clues for.
Right. What else is there?
That other big city.
I don't know the name. San Jose.
Did we say Chicago?
Yes. Chicago, she got a 13, yes.
Is it San Jose?
It is San Jose, number 6.
Good job, Steve.
Damn.
Okay. And northeast-wise... It's always been an expensive
Boston.
City. Boston, there you go.
Boston.
So the top 10 most expensive cities for groceries, Sacramento, California, number 10. That was a miracle, Christian. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 9. Another miracle. Followed by Philly at 8. 7 is D.C. San Jose at 6. Boston, 5. Seattle, 4. New York, 3. San Francisco, 2. Honolulu is number 1.
And based on some of her guesses, in spite of getting them right with Pittsburgh and Sacramento, some of the other suggestions were... Minot, North Dakota, Hump Tulips, and Yelm.
Okay.
They're like, why not?
And Roy.
Just so you know, the 20th most expensive is Raleigh, North Carolina.
Really?
Miami is 19 on the list. 18. The 18th most expensive city to buy groceries in the United States is Spokane, Washington.
What?
Damn.
It's got to be something with the state's taxes.
Yes. A lot of obviously. It has to do with state taxes.
I mean, what
taxes.
In the hell is going on? Anyway. Coke, okay. We'll drink and toast with a shout of the day at 5:08. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests... Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Send the Men's Room a mushy love letter at themensroom@mensroomlive.com and scoop up some delicious Men's Room roasted red salsa at your favorite store.
Well, it's better or worse when you finally gave something a try. A couple of other comments here, guys. Meth. Worst experience I've ever had in my life.
Good.
So glad I wasn't one of the ones that got hooked on that S. It was terrible.
But I liked that they gave it a try.
Yeah, that's not something that I'd want to just try. Like, you know what I'm going to do Friday night? I'm going to try some meth.
I mean, you know, I have no interest in trying, but we tried Oxys years ago. Not for me.
No, not me.
But now I know. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything I'd heard, they were great.
Right? How long did it take us to walk into the bar that day?
I don't know. It took forever. And then watching you try to pull or use the cigarette machine was like...
It's the most relaxing, Ted. I wasn't aware of how much it relaxed your muscles.
I wasn't either. I did not like that.
No.
It was like watching a child try to throw a ball for the first time. You know, they just have no idea what they're doing.
Did you come out and get us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was sitting in the bar, I could see you two. And then finally I just opened the door, you know me, and I'm like, what in the hell is going on? And then when you guys sat down, you're like, well, we took this. And it's, I was like, all right. You know what I mean? There's a reason behind it. But originally I just thought you were being idiots. So I was like, are they messing with me?
No. We gave Oxys a run, and it's like, ooh, this is not for me, man.
No, that's not.
I mean, I've only tried opiates when I'm, like, had a surgery or something.
Right.
And, like, again, it would make me super itchy, and just, I was like, this, yeah.
I got a handful downstairs.
You got what?
I got a handful downstairs.
What, of opiates?
Yeah.
For what?
Well, you know, somebody's going to be in recovery here soon.
Oh, yeah.
To pick up a script.
Oh, did you really? What'd you get, like Percocet or something?
No, just Oxys.
Well, that was what I
would rather have anything other than Oxys. That's the last time I had surgery. The first thing they want to give you are Oxys, and I said, "Man, look, give me anything other than Oxys." And it ended up taking longer because they just have them. You know what I mean? They rain out of the sky, so they ended up giving me Percocet.
Okay.
And I was like, "Fine." And I ended up they gave me 30 pills. I want to say I took 6 for the pain. Then after that, I'm like, I can deal with this pain. There's a former coworker of ours. I'm like, look, I got 24 Percocets because I have an ounce of weed. We traded, done.
Yeah. My thing was, I hate the feeling of being bloated and constipated. So I try to weigh myself.
Do you hate that?
Well, I try to get, well, that's what backs you up when you take that stuff. So for me, it was just like, as soon as I can stop taking that stuff, it's just not my buzz.
Yeah.
I don't know. The one surgery I had, right, they gave, and this was back in the day, so they would give you a bunch of them. But yeah, at one point I realized I was like, "Oh, this isn't for pain. Like I'm just kind of high."
Yeah, nice.
That's the guy. We got to stop this.
I've never tried them.
The other thing too is like, you know, for a while there, that was like the thing. People wouldn't go out drinking hard, but you'd like have some drinks and have a pain pill or what's it? Xanax. Or
Xanax. Right? That's everyone's go-to now, right?
But the problem with Xanax is the same thing. Like I like to rip beers, and you just black out.
Ooh, yeah,
and it's bad. Hmm. Your body's still out there functioning. Apparently, it was you were grabby last night.
Oh. Oh, but you had to be told?
Yes.
And blamed it on Xanax.
Grabby to who? Everybody?
Yeah. There was a hot tub involved. I mean, it just, dead. I have nothing to this day.
You don't know what happened?
No.
Just what people tell you, but no one's happy.
People weren't pissed. Like, they were like, you're fine, but they were like, you were awfully grabby. And I was like, ugh.
You're fine, but we're going to bring it up.
Just anybody who was in there, you're just grabbing them?
Miles, I don't know.
Yeah. You don't know?
I mean, I assume it was women.
Could have been everybody.
But it could have been somebody else.
Get your hand off there, buddy.
Come here.
One of my favorite calls in the vault is somebody called in, and she was doing pretty good on Four Locos and Valium.
Oh, wow.
Now, Valium.
So what is Xanax? Xanax just makes you what?
Xanax is a...
Anti-anxiety?
Something.
Because everyone, basically people use... When people want to get high on Xanax, they'll book a flight so they can go to the airport and lie about why they're popping. I need this to fly.
Produces
no, you
feeling,
don't. You're popping them to get high.
Does it make you go to sleep?
Produces feelings of calmness and relaxation by slowing down brain activity. So I would not be shocked if people just pass out on
so
the
plane. So it just shuts your brain down.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Right. But Valium... If I was going to do a prescription drug, that's it.
What is that?
I don't know anything about. I mean,
it's like prescription grade weed.
Oh yeah,
just really, just like you're like, oh, you know what?
All right.
I am in a good mood.
They may have given me Valium once. Yeah, I think after a surgery.
Like for instance, my buddies that are EMTs.
Yeah.
Right. Like if somebody's tripping out bad, like give them some Valium, this and that, like calm them down.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And then I had a buddy. If you say you had a long one of those weekends or something, and you're not feeling the best, maybe your serotonin's a little down, take one of those to recover.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Anxiety reduction, muscle relaxation, sedation, seizure control, and alcohol withdrawal.
All right. Okay. Those, I did a float tank once just to see if I could
I want to try that.
Chill out and relax.
Right? Yeah.
Deprivation.
Now, I know for a fact that the salt water itself is good for your body.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And pulling all those impurities out. But I don't know that I need to float, so to speak. Like, I didn't... People said you could fall asleep in there, you could do all this stuff, and I'm just sitting in there. I think there was a radio in there, so I turned the radio station on, and I'm floating, and I'm just kind of starting to get bored.
You shouldn't have had a radio station on.
I should have or should not have.
Should not.
Well, they had a radio in there, so I just.
I know, but it's supposed to be deprivation,
right?
You know, that's the whole idea.
And I think the point of floating too is that you have no stress on any of your muscles there. You're just kind of suspended.
Correct. When I got out, I was like, well, okay. I just didn't get the... See, I'm not good at meditation or any of those things. And I know sure, they're all good it. Things for you. I can't get into that zone for some reason.
Well, that's what's good about a deprivation tank is it kind of... You don't have to be good at meditation. It kind of puts you there.
Right, because
you're at the
else.
Same level as the water. It's the same temperature as your body. So you kind of forget where you start and where you end.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got something out of it.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, but you should not have had a radio. That's
yeah, there should be any noise. That's kind of the point.
All right. Okay, well, I messed that up. Well, I did. They had a radio in there. I'm like, I'm bored.
I don't know whether they had a radio
in there. So you're judging the jock that's in
there. No, I'm bored. I'm just sitting there listening. Like,
usually it plays soft music to kind of wake you up out of it.
I mean, I just picture like, you know, a bunch of Tibetan monks and it's dead silent and they're all, you know, face down in prayer, then somebody cues up Metallica. Like, it's just, like, this isn't the time.
Okay,
know?
Gotcha.
All the rock.
Gotcha.
Master.
Need to learn more about general men's room shenanigans? Just visit the men's room page at KISW.com. This is the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room. The Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. It's good to see everybody out here today.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They're in a different room, so if you're watching us on YouTube at KSW Rock, you can't see them, but they're here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So don't sweat it. They're, yeah.
I mean, you can hear them.
Yeah. Got them in the back by the wheel, Miles.
That's right.
So I was telling the story again, embarrassing. Run into Cal Raleigh backstage at Shane Gillis. Did not recognize it was him. Just asked him how the hummus was, and he said it was good.
And you didn't find out that it was Cal Raleigh until the following day when you showed Mike the picture.
Correct.
And the same picture that the Seahawks cut you out of.
Yes.
For no reason.
Well, yeah. I mean, right, there's Cal, there's Adam Ray back there, mm-hmm. Coach McDonald, Shane Gillis.
But it's your picture. A
lot of heavy hitters, yeah. Yeah, it was my picture.
That's smart.
But they only cut out one person.
Well, they cut out my buddy, too.
Jesus.
I know.
Hmm.
I don't know if they knew that I was, you know, Seattle's own Ted Smith.
Yeah, the head chef.
I think they did know, and that's why.
Well, I'll tell you what. They also got to owe me something, because I was the only one smart enough to get a picture.
Right.
And then I sent it to my guy, Ponton, at DeMatha, and DeMatha put it out on Instagram, and I was like, ugh, I didn't ask everybody. And then the Seahawks picked it up and started putting it out.
They took it off him.
I'm pretty sure.
Wow, and cut you out.
Yeah. Like, look at Coach with Adam Ray, Shane Gillis.
So did they ask your friend Ponton for permission to post that?
I don't want to get into it with the Hawks. Yeah. I hope they win tonight. But,
yep.
You know, it would
nice
be nice.
Nice work, Hawks.
Yeah, I think Blitz owes me
definitely a few beers.
Or something.
A couple beers.
Yeah, you're right, a cupcake. You know what? I bet I could get a beer with Blitz at what's our buddy's place? By the VMAC. His bar.
Oh, God.
Dino's,
yeah. Sorry, Corey.
By the way, Ted, Tim just posted your picture on the YouTube feed.
Let me see that.
Did he?
Without you in it, yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, no way. Oh, my God. How embarrassing. Tim, put that up again so I can see it.
Now, with that said, for you Mariners fans, again, we saw last night that Cal enjoys a beverage. I didn't see him drink a beer backstage. He literally was just eating hummus.
But he wasn't celebrating.
He wasn't celebrating. I mean,
you win a division title, it's like, bring out the beer.
And this was like January, February, so he was probably getting close.
Was it that long ago?
Oh, yeah. So he was getting close to going to spring training, which obviously it paid off. Dude's having an amazing year.
Yeah.
So today we're going to talk a little bit about hummus because that was the awkward conversation I had with him.
And it's near and dear to Big Dumper's heart, obviously.
It is.
Maybe that's the key to his, you know, physique.
Do you guys like hummus?
I do. Yep. I do like it.
Absolutely.
This is going to sound very white trashy, but I'll tell you what. Just get some hummus and go with Cool Ranch Doritos.
I would do that. Yeah.
It's delicious.
I used to make it all the time at home. I used to make my own. Get some garbanzo beans, get some tahini, some garlic. It's pretty easy to make.
It is. It's super easy.
You add some, you know, roasted red pepper in there, garlic, whatever you want. Salt and pepper. Stick that bad boy in a blender, man. fresh hummus. You need to refrigerate it for...
Yeah, but it's good, man.
You know, hour or so. It's real good.
Hummus is great.
And you just fart all afternoon.
Yeah. So hummus may have been mentioned in the Bible. They say one of the reasons, you know, it's a super old dish. A lot of reality, like really old things. It was reliable. But they didn't leave behind a paper trail. Now, obviously, a lot of people in Turkey are like, oh, this is kind of where it's invented. But a lot of Israeli cooks claim that it was invented there. And they're like, yeah, it's a Jewish food. So, of course, it would have been mentioned in the Bible 35,000 or 3,500 years ago.
Is that think it'd have been at the Last Supper? Do we know what they ate at the Last Supper? Is that actually covered? Or is it just they had the last, like we always hear about the Last Supper. You see the picture, but there's no real mention of the food.
There's not.
Did they order
so
KFC?
There's so much going on.
There was bread and wine at the Last Supper.
Yeah, okay. You got to have more than that, Mike. What if they probably, you don't invite people over for bread and wine.
They probably had a cheese plate.
Charcuterie tray, hummus.
Like a Hormel pepperoni
cheese.
I'd say
figs, hummus.
Ooh. Okay. Key foods included unleavened bread, wine, lamb, bitter herbs, and charoset?
Sure. All right, I'm
in for
lamb,
fruit,
dude.
Nuts, and spices intended to resemble the mortar used by the Israelites.
It sounds like a typical Passover dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I'm not making fun of anything, but this won't shock you. Hummus is yet another flashpoint in the Middle East conflict.
What?
So if people don't understand, Jerusalem's such a flashpoint.
Yeah.
Because of the major religions.
Major Western religions, yeah.
Right. They all have something there they think is very important, right?
Mm-hmm.
So hummus is kind of the same thing. Because you have basically like Syrians, Egyptians, Israeli, Lebanese people. Everybody's kind of arguing over like, whose is it? Is it ours? Did we invent it?
Is it more of the fact that who invented it or who makes it better? Which I'm sure they're going to say we make the best version.
Of course.
It's more about who invented it.
Okay.
Like Israel tried to copyright it. So they sued them for infringement. Like you can't say you invented it. Like that's ours.
Uh-huh. See, the best hummus I've ever had was at a Lebanese restaurant.
Correct.
A lot of oil. But it was good. I mean, I was like, wow, this is good hummus.
Right. I mean, I just don't think we have anything in the States that's that nearly that like fought over and stuff. I mean, that's one thing when everybody, like a lot of people have opinions on the Middle East. Hummus to me is just a great example.
I mean, barbecue.
I don't care. But I'm just saying like you could, whatever your thoughts are in the Middle East, like because it's all right there and it's been thousands of years. I mean, you can make the argument that's where like a lot of humanity starts. Like, they're going to keep arguing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think we've established that. Yeah.
All Greek restaurants have it.
Mm. Right. And it's hummus is great. A regional variant is they'll just take a thing of hummus and then you load it up with meat on top. And then generally a little tzatziki or something.
Yep.
My problem with hummus
back
is
to the lamb.
When I go and buy hummus in a grocery store, I buy one of the flavored hummuses.
Mm-hmm.
Every
buy,
time.
Like, cracked pepper, or I'll buy...
I like that pine nut one.
Roasted red peppers. And pine nut one's good. But when you just have regular hummus, and I always just get it in a restaurant.
It's good.
It's fantastic. Yeah. It's like the cheese pizza. You get a piece of cheese pizza and you're like, this is pretty good, man.
Yep.
You know, it's plain, but it's good.
The world's largest platter of hummus contained over 10,000 kilograms.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they were setting a world record.
Clearly.
Here's the last thing I'll leave you with. And I know this because I watched a show. It's about a guy who's lives in America, but I think he's Palestinian or whatever. It's called Mo. He lives in Texas. Have you guys tried these new dessert hummuses?
No. Dessert hummus, no.
So there's like now companies like Sabra, I believe, and a couple other are making sweet hummus, which for the communities where hummus has started, it's like massive no-no.
Sacrilege. So what, are they adding honey?
No, you can get like chocolate hummus and like stuff like that.
I'll try it. Okay.
I'm with you. There's a whole line of it. What's it? Delighted By line of sweet hummus. They were on Shark Tank and everything. So like, I'm with you. I'd try it. But like, if you grew up in one of those areas, it's like, no, you can't do it.
Well, sure. But hey, you're in the States now, man.
Well, like, look,
this is what we do with any food. We just make. Have you been to a state fair? We don't care.
And we did it with bacon. Like, bacon shouldn't really be messed with. But like, you ever had candied bacon?
Yep.
You know
Chicago's
what I mean?
Really good at that crazy decadent fair food in restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a woman get like a drink at the bar. It had a piece of cake on it, five pieces of bacon, a piece of pizza, meatloaf, and topped off with gravy.
What was it like a milkshake or just?
It was a big ass kind of pina colada type drink.
All right.
But it also had, it was white, but with, you know, it was ice whipped with wedding cake on it, funfetti cake.
Jesus.
I mean, that used to be, I know there's boozy milkshakes, but like mudslides, I feel like when I was a kid and my brother worked at Fridays, That was like a big drink.
I like the mudslide for sure.
Yeah. Orange creamsicle.
Heck yeah.
I like an orange creamsicle.
But yeah, go out this weekend, support the Mariners, and eat some hummus.
Eat hummus.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Coming up at 5:08, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Shout out to the Men's Room on the socials, at Men's Room Live, and enjoy the new Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing.
Game is Big Dumpy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dumpy!
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Your girl in the dumper, hola!
Hola! And her dumper, yes.
Jeff, are you sober or not sober? Yeah.
Team's sober. I'm still working on the clock, even though I'm supposed to be off right now, but at least I'm making overtime, so.
All right, okay.
Jeff, what do you got there, 5.5?
Pretty much, yeah. I don't know what it is with this company. It's either over the 40 hours or it's just over the 8 hours. But yeah, it's definitely making the 5.5 because I'm already over 40 this week. So.
Attaboy.
Okay. All right, Jeff, you're going to pick a new nickname. You're going to be Booger, Icky, Mookie, or Big Dumper?
We're definitely going with Booger because I'm just not a very big person. I'm pretty sure that's the first. The thing that people would see me to be like, oh, you, Jeff, you little booger.
Have you seen Booger McFarlane?
He was a defensive tackle.
He is far from a small man.
Yeah, he's not a little man. I can't say that.
He's got a little man's face. You know, he looks like a 7-year-old kid on top of a giant body.
Is there not a college football coach named Booger? Or am I losing my mind?
There is another booger out there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's another booger.
Is there?
Yes.
There's Booger from Revenge of the Nerds.
Nerds.
Yeah.
I'm going to put famous boogers in Google.
There is another booger out there, and I can't think of who it is. All right, Jeff. Sorry. Okay, Booger, here's your question. What was Smokey Robinson's backing band?
Oh.
Happy Chinooka.
You can think Jesus, you can think Moses, you can think Buddha.
Saints?
Do you have to do that to become
you
a saint?
You got to perform three.
Oh, okay. You got to do three?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
When I was young, it was just two.
Well, they let anybody be a saint.
They get a merit badge?
Yeah, I don't know. The disciples?
No, the miracles.
Not a bad guess. The miracles.
There is Quincy.
Quincy
Boogers. There's Marco Boogers and Booger Red Privet.
And I think McFarlane's the only famous.
Yeah, I think that's the most famous.
We should let her know you're the most famous booger out there. Mm-hmm. All right, your question. In what state would you find the Sriracha hot sauce factory?
Mm.
And anyone who lives near it apparently does not like the fact that they live near it.
I'm going to kick myself there. This one, there's like Sriracha in my fridge right now. Son of a bitch. Kansas?
California.
California.
What do you think makes the steak?
Oh, goddammit.
Is it the peppers or is it like vinegar? I mean, like, nobody else complains about, like, they don't complain about the Tabasco plant in New Orleans and it's right downtown.
Whatever the peppers are using.
Red jalapenos.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's weird. As I've been in the San Juan factory up in Arlington, it smells delicious.
But you said that smells fresh.
It's unreal.
Right. That is not what they're saying about Sriracha. No. Like, it smells like industrial and vinegar, I guess.
And probably chemically, because it's spicier.
Yeah, you know what? I don't care what they put in there. I'm good with it. All right, Jeff, your question. What type of tree...
I'm good with it, too.
What type of tree gets its name from the Japanese word meaning, quote, plant in a shallow tray?
Ooh.
Come on, Danielson.
Yeah.
Mm. That fart's a little worse than I thought it would be.
Gonna kick myself on this too. Hibuka?
Bonsai.
Bonsai.
Oh, damn it.
Wax on, wax off.
I like that there's a word. Plant in a shallow tray. Like, okay. All right, which Disney film included the songs Chim Chim Cheree and Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious?
He's coming up on 100, too.
Dick Van Dyke?
Yes, sir.
He's going to be 102 or coming up on 100?
He looks good.
I mean, he's coming up on 100. Yeah, he looks 100. Great. He can still dance, man.
Mm-hmm. Any guesses, Jeff? It was a live-action Disney flick.
Oh, it was live-action. Was that Mary Poppins?
Yep.
There you go.
Nice job.
How are you on, guys?
All right, see you. All right, Mike, since we have you there, how do you think you spell supercalifragilisticexpialidocious?
Oh, let's see if I can do this. S-U-P-E-R, I'm going to say it's C-A-L-I-F-R-A-G-I-L-I-S-T-I-C-E-X-P... I-A-L-I-D-O-C-I-O-U-S.
Jesus Christ. You've got to be kidding. Is that right?
Damn!
That's exactly how you spell supercalifragilistic. Were you looking that up, man?
I promise you I was not. Hand to God, I was not.
That was impressive, man.
You can spell supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Jesus.
Don't go outside, kids.
Game is Big Dumpy. 206-803 round.
See, kids, that could happen for you if you don't have friends. Jesus.
Exactly.
Mike, that's unbelievable.
It really is.
Oh, thank you, sir.
You should have seen Thrill's face as you kept going.
I was like, he's not missing the letter.
Yeah, his jaw just kept dropping open. Like, holy yes.
That is unbelievable.
No, don't worry. I'm watching the stream. I can see it.
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Ryan, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober, but I am hopped up on energy drinks after that game last night.
Okay,
oh,
well,
yeah,
good.
Ma'am.
Awesome. That first inning was something else. All right, Riley, pick a nickname. Booger, Icky, Mookie, or Big Dumper?
So I text this girl I'm seeing for advice on what the nickname should be.
Icky.
And her reply was, you've got a nice ass, it's just not big. So I would say Big Dumper.
Big Dumper it is.
Big Dumper.
So, okay. Let's go Big Dumper.
All right. You have a nice ass. It's just not very big.
Good job, Mike, by the way. That was crazy.
I don't know why anybody knows how to spell that, but of course Mike knows how to spell supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
I kind of hate that I know how to spell it, too.
Dude, it was impressive. You didn't even hesitate.
That was impressive.
You didn't second guess. I mean, you literally nailed it letter for letter. God.
Man. That's still the nerdiest doggone thing. Like, of course I could spell it. Like,
I don't know if I'm impressed or annoyed or a combination of both.
Hey, save some ass for the rest of us.
Yeah, come on, Mike.
I'm going to go get myself a wedgie.
Yeah.
Shove my head in the toilet.
All right, Ryan, here's your question. What soft drink used the motto, quote, obey your thirst for almost 20 years?
Show them my motto. Oh no! Why am I drawing a blank on this?
Come on, dude! Obey your thirst.
Mountain Dew.
Sprite.
No, that's
Sprite.
Mountain Dew is obey your hangover.
Mm-hmm. Do the dew. Extreme.
All right, your question. Aries, Mars, Odin, Eris, Anan, Balana, Sekhmet, and Mentu were all mythical gods of what?
Greek?
Some were Greek, some were Egyptian, some were Roman, some were Norse, but they were all gods of what? You have like gods of weather, gods of the sun. They were all gods of what?
What were the names one more time?
Aries, Mars, Odin, Eris, Anan, Balana. Sekhmet and Mentu.
You don't really want to see these gods coming.
Think Aries and Mars, if nothing else.
Oh, Aries was war, wasn't he?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Email the guys at themensroom@mensroomlive.com and get you some Men's Room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. Three shots. Hey.
So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 34-year-old Aaron Morrison of somewhere in Scotland.
Nice.
Now, Aaron attempted to shoplift a bottle of vodka from a local liquor store, but he didn't even try to be subtle. Not like he hid it in his pants. He just grabbed it, ran out the door. And the thing is, no one gave chase. He thought he'd gotten away with it until the cops showed up at his apartment just a few hours later. And it did not take Sherlock Holmes to crack the case because, you see, before Aaron stole the vodka, he'd asked the cashier out on a date.
What?
And gave her a note with his name and his phone number. He did that first. I don't know if she said yes or no.
So wait a minute. Before he robs this place. He writes
he
his
finds
name
her
down.
Attractive. So, hey, babe, you want to go to Miles Montgomery? Reach me at 206, blah-de-de-blah-de-blah.
Did he suck a gun in her face?
No. Keep in mind, he walked up to her, found her attractive, asked her out on a date. I guess she wasn't quite like, no. So then he writes down his name and his number. After that, he made the decision, you know what? I'm going to steal a bottle of vodka. And like I said,
oh, he didn't rob her. He just stole it. He walked out with it.
And ran out the door.
Okay.
Nobody gave chase. And then the cop showed up. But he's like, how did you find me? He's like, well, you gave her this note with your number and your name on it.
Yay. It's just sounds like an absolute moron.
Hey, I see what you did with the absolute. Nice. I'll give you one of these.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
Equestrian and vodka jokes.
Wow.
All right, let's drink. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy. So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch, hola.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Aw, man.
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young.
Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.